Welcome to the 30th and final day of the Foundational FitMind program. If we want our minds to reach their full potential, it becomes necessary to examine the stories we've been telling about ourselves to see where they might be holding us back. You can actually train yourself to become happy and carefree in this moment until it becomes your default way of being. That isn't to say that external circumstances won't produce strong emotions, but you can recover from the negative ones much quicker, back into your default state of happiness. This method is about being, not doing. In order to implement it, we must first realize deeply that only the present moment exists. The past and future are fantasies. The past, though it did happen, is not actual, just a story. And the future, though it will happen, is not actual, just a story. If we were happy yesterday but not now, what use is it? And if we hope to be happy once tomorrow's criteria are met, it may never come. All right, so let's begin by checking in with the mind. And taking some tranquil breaths. Now drop each question into your mind like dropping a pebble into a placid lake. First ask yourself, how am I experiencing this moment of being alive? How are you experiencing this moment? What's here for you right now? If you don't feel good now, when did you last feel a sense of well-being and happiness? And when did you stop feeling good from when you last felt good? Can you pinpoint whatever robbed you of your good feeling? which story robbed you of your fundamental well-being? He said that I wanted it this way, but it turned out that way. She didn't do this, etc. What is the underlying belief or ego story that allowed the situation to trigger negative emotions? What is here for you now if you let that belief go? Can you enjoy and appreciate this present moment? Can you make a choice to enjoy this moment instead of letting bad feelings taint it? If not, why not? Sincerely exploring all objections that prevent you from enjoying this moment. and for the remaining time, just enjoy the present, free from past and future concerns, releasing all objections to present moment enjoyment for the next couple of minutes. Okay, and slowly transitioning out of the meditation. All right, so congratulations, you've completed your foundational training. The objective in this first month was to give you a flavor for several different powerful techniques, because some inevitably resonate better than others. Now, with the foundational program complete, hopefully you feel like you've got a solid grasp of meditation and some sense for which methods worked best for you. So the real work begins now and sticking with the practice. You've mastered the basics of over 20 different meditation techniques, and you're ready to take these skills as far as you want. As with muscles, your mind can continue to strengthen if you stick with a regular practice, or it will atrophy back to its original state of fitness. The FitMind team will continue to add content, and I encourage you to go back to the trainings that you found most helpful or most challenging and master those. The new material added regularly will focus on the open awareness noting techniques, as well as the glimpse practices, two methods that can transform the mind with practice. If you found this foundational program helpful, please share it with your friends and family. In doing so, you not only help them out, but as an early adopter of the next health focus, you'll also help bring mental fitness into the mainstream. At FitMind, we're passionate about getting everyone to pay as much attention to our minds as we do our physical bodies. With your help, this can change the very fabric of society. Thank you again for the work you're putting in here, and see you in the next training.